Stephen McConnell, Letterkenny Rovers manager. You've just come through an endurance test, I would say.
It's good for the heart anyway. Tough game, horrible conditions, away from home, and you come down to a club with a stature and pedigree in the competition. We're big underdogs, I think, I was led to believe, but I always fancied us, but we'd have to play better than that if we were to progress further in this competition.
Now you took the lead in fairness, you still took the lead on three occasions in the game.
Yeah, we had a great start, 2.5 minutes, and I think we scored from the corner, and I felt we were on top for about the first 10, and then we conceded a silly goal. Just a drop ball, the player says the ref didn't blow, and he's trying to say that he didn't know the play was in play, and they ran through, and we gave away a silly free kick. Just weren't switched on, but no, we're more at ourselves, and yeah, we're glad how things turned out.
You took the lead again just past the half hour mark, and I suppose you wouldn't want your own goalkeeper to do it, but I think unfortunately the home goalkeeper was liable on that occasion when he came out for a free kick.
Yeah, he was a bit hesitant in coming out, and thankfully the big Dean's 6'4", 6'5", so he comes for a header, usually he gets them, and thankfully that one went in. But again, we were glided in thinking it's kind of almost half plan on your team talk going into half time. Thinking right, we're 2-1 on top, 44th minute, then they can see the game. Another silly goal where we gave away the ball and didn't react quick enough. Again, look, I'm delighted with the results, but I just feel like if we want to go further in this competition, we'll have to show up better than we did today.
Well, no, your goalkeeper, certainly in the second half, you were on the back foot. Obviously, you took, again, a goal similar to your first, a corner set piece. And the corner was taken by Joel Gorman, and it was Adrian Delap who applied the finish. Very similar goal to the first one.
Yeah, the two goals. Those were similar goals. Like, it's something we work on our set pieces, and we're fairly in the last probably 3 or 4 games, we've scored quite a number of goals from set pieces, corners in particularly. So delighted that one went in. You know, you go 3-2 up, but as you said about our keeper, Blake Farkin was absolutely outrageous today. Some of the saves he pulled off 3 or 4 times, I would say in the second half, he pulled off world class. He was like, when they were going through, you were thinking, here we go. And he slaps it away here, catches it. He was excellent today.
Now, of course, this is your fifth game, I think, in the FAI Junior Cup. You did draw with North End United before winning on penalties. But this is the fourth game in succession that you've won by just a single goal. So you have the ability to hang in there and get a result.
Yeah, we can dig in. We really can. And that's something we addressed at half time. That if we dig in, get one, we could see this out. Like, we'll have to battle. But I feel that our day we can. And I suppose blessed with a wee bit of luck and a fantastic goalkeeper, and we got through it today.
Home draw the next time out, I'm sure that's all you're asking for?
Please God.